WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump at an event in Glendale, Arizona, alongside former Fox host Tucker Carlson, saying this about former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports Kamala Harris.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Las Vegas telling voters,
we all know we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done.
65 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of Election Day on Tuesday. Americans today get their last major look at the state of the economy before the election. The Labor Department will release the unemployment report. Numbers are expected to be skewed a bit because of the Boeing strike and the recent hurricanes in the southeast. This is ABC News. We are getting a new look at the investigation in Argentina after the death of singer Liam Payne. He died last month after falling from the balcony of a Buenos Aires hotel. ABC's Allison Kosick.
Police analyzing security footage. Sources say video shows Payne had fallen asleep twice in the lobby, clutching a bottle of whiskey. At one point, sources say, staff used an escort app to call two women to the lobby. And Payne allegedly offered them $5,000, but did not pay them, sources say, because he was intoxicated. Sources say the security cameras show a hotel employee buying drugs. Police are investigating whether that employee gave Payne the drugs.
Drugs were also found in Payne's hotel room. Hyundai is now set to start production next year on a new hydrogen-powered SUV. The company says it will also be able to run on electricity and could be powered up at home. The vehicle is set to make its debut this month at the Los Angeles Auto Show. This is ABC News.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety, Xavier McKinney. Kenny, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. No, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
And a good morning to everyone out there. We're overlooking State Street. Looks real nice, dry. We're a block away from the capital city of Madison, broadcasting live each and every morning right here on this station. Not across the state, but right here in Madison.
Where the action is.
That's right.
Look at the traffic this morning, John. It's all backed up. Happy November. It's November. Hey. Well,
yeah. Yeah, this is the first day of November. Halloween is, I don't know.
It's history.
Did you go out for Halloween at all?
I did. I was out and about last night.
Was that a Halloween party?
It was, no, yes. There were people all dressed up in their costumes.
What were you dressed up?
Yeah.
I wore my same Scooby outfit that I had on at the night market.
Oh, that's getting a workout
that
this
works.
Year.
Yep. Yeah.
People love that costume. Yeah, they do.
Well, the dumbest costume I ever wore was the cow costume. I still regret wearing that. With the udder in the front. As suggestive as it is, I feel embarrassed to have done that.
Did anyone
pull
try
any of my
try, yeah try and over
my
something.
Teats? No, isn't that sad?
Well, it is a good-looking start this morning. It's chilly out there.
It is. Very cold.
37 degrees, but it feels like temperature, what it feels like on your exposed skin. It feels like 31.
Because the wind chill doesn't exist anymore, right?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
This is really
Forget
sad.
About it.
We're going to spend 10 minutes just describing how we feel about it instead of just saying the wind chill is.
I know. What do you think the afternoon high will be?
I don't know, but my temperature said 33 degrees this morning.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out in Middleton.
All right. Well, Middleton's, it's
colder
out
there.
It's a little colder.
We're brutally cold out there.
What do you think the high temperature should be today? How do you want to guess?
I think it's about 47 degrees.
Okay. Well, let's get the balls out. Let's do
all
the
right.
lottery
let's get our balls out.
Machine.
Boy, every morning it gets colder and colder. Taking the balls out is getting more difficult.
First number is 4. The second number is 8. 48 for a high today. That's it.
A lot of sunshine.
A lot of
right?
sunshine.
Was that
you
close?
You said 47.
Yeah.
So you were right there. Yeah. I mean, that's, the 1 degree guarantee or whatever.
I don't know if Catherine is listening at this point.
Well,
I know that she probably jumped out of her skin when I started talking about balls again.
Here we go.
But we do have the John and Gordy balls, right? The stress balls.
Yeah, we got a whole box of them.
Put our names on.
We did throw them off the roof the other day, and
nobody
returned them. We were saying if they returned them, they get a free T-shirt. But I think they just ignored them, let them roll down the street, I guess.
Yeah.
I think two or three of them got caught in the street sweeper. There was a problem.
We jammed it up, man.
Yeah, that's all right.
Burned up their belts.
City can take care of it.
Well, that's all fine.
That's good. Yep. Yeah. So 9 minutes past the hour. It's Friday. Yeah, we've got a rocker in the studio.
I'm still working on getting
what?
A Johnny Gordy ornament.
An ornament?
Yeah.
For
Christmas.
Christmas tree. Well, couldn't we just use the stress
right
balls?
The well,
put a little hook on them and there they go.
Yeah.
There
put a hook on it, and you've got our balls to look at when you're sitting there in front of the fireplace.
Do we need to pair them up so then you have one of John's balls and then one of Gordy's balls.
Yeah.
Well, we have two colors, red balls and blue balls.
I'll be the red, and you can be.
Okay. All right. Oh, God.
Here we go.
Let's move on from this. We don't need to get into it again.
Let's check out.
What's on the National Day calendar today?
Thank you, Sam. Let's do this thing.
Sounds like a good idea. I'm there with it.
Is it or is it not? Hang on. Get my papers here. Is it or is it not National Fountain Pen Day?
Oh, no. Not again. Didn't we just have that? I hate big pens, okay? Let's just go away from this subject.
Jeez. Okay. Is it National Bicycle Awareness Day? Is it National Calzone Day? How about National Cinnamon Day? Is it National Jersey Friday? How about National Brush Day? There's a lot of days today.
Yeah.
National Deep Fried Clams Day. National Cook for Your Pets Day.
Can I just, cut you off here? Before you get to the fake one.
That's too many days.
Yeah, let's just
cut it off there.
Yeah.
All right.
So which one's the fake one, John?
There weren't any fake ones. They're all dumb.
Are you sure about that?
There's a fake one in there.
Is there really? You already did the fake one?
I did.
Okay, it's Big Pens.
No.
Fountain. He said fountain pens. You know, because we've been on the air for a year, we're going to have to start repeating national days.
See, yeah.
Short term memory loss, this is getting worse and worse. Yeah, fountain pens. I love fountain pens. So.
Sam, do you have a guess?
It's not Bicycle Awareness Day.
You are correct. You get a shiny new dime added to your account. You get your bonus check at the end of the year.
Is it really that hard to be aware of bicycles?
Well, there's a lot of them around Madison.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, see them out all over the place. I still have to get my bike fixed. I got to have you come over, Sam, and take a look at it. It's National Fountain Pen Day. Fountain Pen Day. Who has a fountain pen anymore? Well, National Fountain Pen Day. We're celebrating the timeless beauty and functionality of the fountain pen. Join us as enthusiasts around the globe as we embrace the use of fountain pens. I don't even know where you'd buy a fountain pen nowadays. They have them in like a Office Max or
they still have the cartridges.
I saw it. I was at an art store yesterday.
Yeah?
They had a big selection of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What art store? Where's an art store? Right?
It's right on Gorham. It's
downtown?
Like less than 2 blocks away. Yeah. I, John, you know the mimeograph I've been working on?
Yeah.
You want to smell that ink again?
I love that stuff.
I was looking for ink for the mimeograph yesterday.
And they had it there. No?
No, they didn't.
No, okay.
But they had plenty of fountain pens.
But the ink is on a sheet of paper.
Right.
Well,
right.
Okay. Yeah. So did you find a source for
no,
that?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, the fountain pen is used in artwork as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Different points.
Very true. Mm-hmm. John just likes to huff ink. That's what he wants me to finish this project for.
I do. And, well, and as a kid, I licked it all off.
Oh, good Lord.
The paper as well. My God.
Probably
loaded with lead.
What? The texts are coming in from our program director, manager.
Yeah. I guess he was
listening. Let's not.
Word that we were saying before that she does not want us to say again.
Say one more time.
Okay.
One more time.
All right. Okay. We acknowledge that statement. Okay. And let's move on.
We probably won't remember it, though.
Three fountain pen facts.
Yes.
Number one, the most expensive fountain pen ever sold was the Montblanc Meistersteck Solitaire Le Grand with a diamond-encrusted nib.
Mm-hmm.
Which sold for $73,000 in 2006.
That's chump change.
Yeah, that's nothing.
The largest fountain pen ever made was over 7 feet long, weighed over 200 pounds. Well, that was a little tough to carry around.
Practical.
The most popular type of fountain pen nib is the medium nib, which produces a line that is approximately 0.5 millimeters wide.
Wow, I'm glad we know that.
Well, you know, handwriting, it was good for handwriting because it was so smooth.
On the wall.
It was, okay. No one does that anymore. No. They print, so they don't need the fountain pen anymore. Mm.
Okay. Let's see what else we got. National Cinnamon Day. You like cinnamon?
Cinnamon's very healthy. I just found out about that.
Okay, let's move on.
What?
National.
Okay.
Well, what?
We don't care about health anymore.
The holiday season warms up with National Cinnamon Day today. Yeah. The spice that ushers in a season being versatile all year long.
They're not even talking about the health, nutritional
part of the change of the seasons, now that Halloween is over, what's your take on... Do we just pass by Thanksgiving and go straight to Christmas in terms of like festivities and all that?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not really a fan of Thanksgiving, but
great turkey dinners, but that's about it.
Okay. It's National Calzone Day today. You like your calzones, John? You're Italian.
I think calzones are great. It's just that when they make them commercially, it's all crust. There's nothing in them.
You know, the loose translation of the word calzone.
Wow.
The microphone just smacked you in the face.
Robotic. You're treating it like a punching bag now?
What happened over there?
I think it got an erection.
The loose translation of the word calzone from Italian to English is trouser legs.
Really?
Just coincidentally.
Oh, my God.
That's what it means.
Is it because it's
Italian.
Like you like hem the dough or something?
The translation may explain the purpose of a calzone, which is essentially a pizza hand pie. However, carrying out the task of eating a calzone while walking on two legs is mighty improbable. I don't know where this is.
Wow.
Never mind.
It's going into dark area.
It's crazy.
I hate to know where it ends up on that.
Okay.
Thing.
It's National Brush Day.
Really? I thought that was the fake one, actually.
Has a picture of a toothbrush, but it's to salute all brushes, hair brushes, you know.
I thought they were talking about a brush being a pile of leaves or something. You know?
No, it actually is for the toothbrush. Okay.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Doing a little more research there. Okay. Let's see. How much time do we have? Are we good? National Cook for Your Pets Day. You know, cook something for your pets. National Deep Fried Clams Day and National Vinegar Day. I didn't get that one. Let's go to the history books. This is a crazy day in the National Day calendar.
I'm getting sick of this.
What do we got? What do we got in the history books?
What do we
today?
Have?
Let's open up the book.
What do we have?
All right, open it.
Oh, it's awful dusty.
so dusty. Goodness gracious.
Johnny, you okay?
Okay. Need to put you on a breathing device or something. Today in 1512, going way back, you remember it like it was yesterday?
Yeah,
sure.
No, I'm sure.
That was a great year.
The Sistine Chapel opens to the public.
Oh, yeah.
The famous Renaissance. I forget the name of the actual work of art on the ceiling painted by...
Michelangelo.
Yes.
Well, that would have been awful, not being able to go in and see it.
Yeah. It took him years to do that.
Well, people didn't know what they were missing out on.
Right.
They hadn't seen it yet.
Okay. What else happened?
Are you familiar with the Stamp Act? In colonial America?
I think the British imposed that or something.
Yes.
Everyone hated it.
Right. Yeah.
You had to pay a tax on basically every printed piece of paper. And what did the colonists not like? Their taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And,
about representation.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right. Next.
Next. You don't care about this at all, do
you? Yeah, we do.
No, this is very important.
This next one is, you know, really important.
In 1800, on this day, James Madison moved into the White House, the very first president to do so.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. City of Madison is named after James Madison.
Oh, really?
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, we got James Madison Park, so I guess that makes sense.
That's an incredible insight.
That's what I'm here for. Okay, we're just getting going on a very first day of November. It's Friday. We'll be back with What's Trending.
Yes.
And... a whole lot more on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Absolutely.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
Well, that's a good question. What is trending anyway?
621.
A lot of things are.
Yeah. The weather is trending, 37 degrees this morning, high of just 48. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east side and west side or online at verlo.com. Talking about trending, boy, what Trump said, it's always something. Every day now, it's just gets crazier and crazier.
It's
just
hard
a
to
few
imagine
days
he
to
can top himself each and every day, and then we're forced to cover
say something about
the stupidity of his comments. And today it happens to have something to do with nine barrels or
execution,
a firing squad.
Yeah, an execution.
Yeah.
That's what he's
and that's always,
promoting.
Always really something good to talk about.
In your campaign speeches,
yeah,
your rallies.
Yeah. So why don't we play the cut with Trump?
Okay.
Talking about that.
I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
He's talking about Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
On her face. Wow. I mean, this guy just—he might just sit there and think about dark things all day long.
Yeah, bloody execution.
Yeah,
nine barrels pointing.
Nine barrels.
She had a response to this too.
Right? Yeah, she did, and that response is, "This is how dictators destroy free nations."
Yeah, that's it.
No kidding.
Yeah,
and you gotta wonder how he can comfortably say this before the election, thinking that this won't make a difference. People won't really care. They won't hold me accountable for saying something as brutal as this. But he feels comfortable saying it even before an election because he knows he can do anything he wants out on Fifth Avenue.
Mm. Well, and wow. He's still using his the assassination attempt, you know, the bloody ear attempt.
Yeah.
In his campaign ads, you know, just roll it out there.
Yeah.
You know, fighting for America, standing there for you.
It still seems so staged, so staged. I have such a difficult time with that.
What did Joe Rogan say about it? He, like, asked to touch his ear or something.
He looked at his ear, and he really looked close and could not see any damage. And
nothing.
Just,
not even anything.
Yeah.
Not
boy, he said, that healed up fast.
Had a little scar.
Oh, yeah, nothing. Yeah, he's fast. this just, it doesn't seem real to me. And he never made a big deal about it. He never really talked about it after the event. And then later on, he kind of reminded himself, oh, yeah, I should bring this up every once in a while.
Maybe but he just forgot
about it. Yeah, maybe he forgot completely about his little scheme because Viktor Orban also staged his own assassination attempt. And he had a meeting with Viktor Orban before he brought this up. So, I mean, all these little connectors are there. It's just that, you know, you don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, now I was going to say, now you're starting to sound like a conspiracy theorist. Better put your tinfoil hat on.
Well, you know, I mentioned this before. It's difficult for me to understand. But then again, we had the Secret Service in on this. They investigated it. They're, you know, they have all the proof they need to make it seem like it wasn't staged.
Well, and a person died, you know, in the crowd, and there were people injured.
Well, there are sacrifices made.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he doesn't care. He wants 0.9 barrels at Liz Cheney's face.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a story that's hit the fan.
it's really
just
something.
Overnight. Yeah. My God.
Well, there's still a few more days till the election. We'll see what else he can come up with last minute.
Well, you think this will have an impact? I should talk to my MAGA friend and see what he has to say about something like this.
So,
he didn't. What?
Yeah. I was going to ask. So post-election. Mm-hmm. Trump loses. His followers are going to keep paying attention to him, obviously. Is the mainstream news, do you think, finally going to stop paying attention to him, even if he keeps going off the rails every day like this? Are we ever going to get a break from him?
No, but at least it won't have consequences after the election. If he loses, who cares? You know, let him go. But, I guess we do have to care because this is going to be going through the courts. And the Supreme Court already has indicated that they're going to side with him almost every issue about election fraud and all that.
And the RNC filed an emergency appeal last night early this morning.
Pennsylvania?
I guess. Yeah, in Pennsylvania, asking Pennsylvania Supreme Court to force counties to reject mail-in ballots with the wrong dates. I mean, they're already starting all these court actions.
This is the scheme.
It's already out.
Start
there
early.
Just flood the courts. Yeah, with all these spurious, frivolous court actions.
All the people that analyze this say, you know, they should have started earlier. So this year they're starting earlier.
Yeah.
Gee, this isn't a scheme or anything, is it?
Yeah.
All right, in this, the politics girl has made the news again.
Yeah, this is trending.
And she was on a panel, and this one guy was sitting there saying, you know, it's both sides. A lot of things are said. And, well, let's just.
This was on CNN.
Was on CNN. Let's just listen to the conversation. Thank God the politics girl was able to straighten.
Is this what you were listening to this morning?
Yes.
You never sent it to me.
Well, I thought I put it in the folder.
No.
Are you sure? I didn't. God, I could have swore I put it in there.
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's not get to it then.
We'll get to it.
I was going to mention before when we were talking about all the things that people
are
throwing.
What? It's cut 13.
13?
Yeah, cut 13. It's in there. I don't know, I'm looking right at it.
Okay.
I don't have a cut 13. Okay. Oh, you added it and then you never told me. It's not in here yet. We'll probably get to it a little bit later. Just hang
really?
On, John.
Okay.
But
right.
I wanted
can't
to
refresh
say,
it. Just refresh it.
No, because I got to load it into this program.
Okay,
just take
we
a,
discuss
take a chill
something?
Pill. Yeah, I was going to say, I went out to vote yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I went to the Madison Central Library, like a block down the street. I can see it from where I'm sitting now.
Did you wear your Scooby-Doo?
No, I didn't wear my costume. But I went early. I didn't go on election day like I usually do because I have heard about all of these lines, and I didn't want to have to wait in line on election day because I'll be busy working here.
Oh, yeah.
And I still had to wait in line for over an hour.
Oh, no.
And they said it was the shortest line in town. So if you're able to vote early, it's probably going to be even worse than that on election day, November 5th. If you're able to vote early, I would advise you to do so.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Well, Secret Service is out there saying, you know, look out. There's terrorism going on at the polls.
You voted early, too.
I did, yes.
So did I, yeah. Okay, 29 past the hour, right around the corner, Idiocracy.
Then we'll get to the politics, girl.
Okay, it's all coming up. John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The H5N1 virus still making agriculture headlines. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. California dairy producers are still being challenged by that virus. We'll get an update next.
Tired of climbing ladders that constantly check grain bin levels? Mechanical level indicators failing often? Radar level technology from Bitmast Automation provides continuous, reliable level measurement you can depend on. Coupling radar sensors with a touchscreen control from Bitmast provides real-time visual indication of level with options for remote access, stack lights, and integration into a fully automated grain system. No more tossing rocks, climbing ladders, or keeping a raggedy old notebook for tracking grain levels. Bitmast Automation has the practical solutions for you. Learn more at automatemyfarm.com.
Detection rates are still very high in California's dairy population. That's according to Katie Burgess, dairy analyst with EverEgg. She said the break that California dairymen have gotten lately is a change in the weather.
They say that now the herds that are being impacted, as the weather's cooled off, it's not as dramatic anymore. But, I mean, still a big worry factor is you don't want to see your cows getting sick. So we do believe milk production is down out there, monitoring that situation carefully. And then just yesterday, USDA came out with some new guidance that they're going to start testing bulk tanks or testing milk samples. So we don't have too many details about that as of yet, but it does seem like the USDA is trying to take a next step to really understand this a little bit better.
Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg, on what's happening with H5N1 in California and potentially more testing from USDA. We'll keep you posted. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped 6.5 cents down to 186. 40-pound block cheese lost a nickel to 184, while AA butter gained a quarter of a cent to 270 and three quarters per pound. This morning, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 3 at 2015. December's up 19, 1965. Meanwhile, December corn is up 2, currently at 413. November soybeans are up a dime at 993. December wheat, 3 cents higher at 573, with July new crop wheat up a penny at 608. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand, rolling into a Friday trade session. More news anytime you need it. Pop in at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we got some stuff today.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
It's new month, you know? November is here.
Celebrating November 1st.
It's Friday. It's chilly out there, 37 degrees. Feels like 31 with a little bit of a light breeze. High today, just 48. A lot of sunshine today.
I just want to shout out an Onion headline because we got the new edition of The Onion in yesterday.
Yeah. That's right.
I think you've got it right there next to you, John, but it's... Obama says he's scared that November is coming, not because of the election, because he loves Halloween and he's sad that it has passed. It's right on the front page on the left.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. I'm worried about November because Halloween is my favorite holiday. And I'm sad. And I'm sad when it's over.
He's a very sensitive guy.
He is. Yeah. That's why a lot of people didn't like him, you know? His feelings about Halloween just get in the way.
Getting a few texts this morning. You can text us at 608-879-8255 or call us. That's 879-TALK. Here's a text from Doug. Says, now that Trump has promised RFK Jr. to be the head of the nation's health agencies, it begs the question, have you guys been checked for brain worms? That's right. We all have to get checked for brain worms once in a while.
Imagine having somebody in charge of health and human services who claimed he had a brain worm at one time. Oh, my God. This is...
All those agents.
This isn't
Not
real.
Only that, but that it like died and then just stayed there for years.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, and also in the Onion, it says here, pompous geese... fly in cursive V formation.
That's great.
What the hell? All
right. It's the printed edition of The Onion. We love it.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, it's not as quite as bizarre as covering this election.
It's almost.
But it's close.
Pretty All close right. to reality.
Well, why don't we get to the politics girl?
Yeah.
She was on a panel, and there was this guy, you know, on both sides, everybody's
on CNN,
doing it. And he's saying, you know, a lot of people are saying bad things on both sides. And,
right.
And she,
no big
would,
deal.
She wasn't having it. It wasn't something she she believed herself.
This is the fascism argument again,
Yeah,
right?
This is the fascist argument. Let's check it out here.
I also want to make a point that Democrats have been calling him a fascist and other names for a long time. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Republicans, too.
Hold on a
second. A fascist is not a name. A fascist is a bunch of things that add up to a way of being.
Yeah.
They're calling him a fascist because he's behaving like a fascist.
I agree with that.
Because he's talking about poisoning the blood of the nation, and because he's talking about rounding up political enemies, and because he's acting like a demigod, and because he's saying the rules don't apply to me, and because he's saying I'm going to close up the free press, and I'm going to close your schools if you don't do what I say. He's acting like a fascist. That's why we're calling him a fascist. He's saying people are scum because he thinks they're scum, not because they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
drop the mic. Wow.
All right.
That says it all.
And that guy still wanted to say something. I don't know what he said afterwards, but I mean, that's the clip that we have. I'm looking at some of the responses to that. One person wrote, if you talk like a fascist, if you strut like a fascist, you know, he holds his chin up like that.
Right.
If you act like a fascist and you fawn over fascists, chances are you're a fascist.
Yes.
And fascist is as fascist does. Or my Republican friends laughed in 2016 when I said, as a narcissist and a psychopath, he was extremely dangerous to people and the nation. Now he's threatening the life of a woman from one of the most famously Republican families in the country. It's about his sole power and control. And those guardrails that once held those presidents in check are gone now, thanks to the Supreme Court that he put in place.
That's it. Yeah, he's going after Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
And saying she should go before a firing squad.
Yeah.
Face those nine barrels and get her right in the face. I mean, it's just...
Can we play that cut again? I know it just... It is pretty stunning, actually.
It is.
All right, let's listen to Trump again.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Jeez. Man.
That's
wow.
Brutal. Beyond brutal.
Again, it's like those crazy people that just, you know, everything is dark to them. Everything has some kind of violent end to it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they end every story, with violence, blood, and death. And it seems to make them happy, and they like to see other people cringe while they're telling their story, I guess. Hmm. Wow. All right. Well, let's correct a few things here.
Okay.
Daniel Dale always is the fact checker at CNN, and he came out against the idea that Kamala was ever a border czar. Hmm. And the story about inflation. Let's check out what Daniel Dale had to say about both of those issues.
CNN's Daniel Dale has a fact check for us this morning. And Daniel, one place that we know that you are focusing on this morning is what the former president said about Harris and her role in managing the migrant crisis. Let's play this.
Almost 4 years, she never called, not once, the Border Patrol. And she was the border czar. She was in charge of the border. Think of it. 4 years, she never called. Now she's trying to say, I was really not the border. Whether she was the border czar or not, she was put in charge of the border by Sleepy Joe.
Daniel, what are the facts here?
We've heard this a lot from Trump. You hear it in a lot of Trump ads. It is not true that Vice President Harris was ever the border czar or that she was ever in charge of the border. What Biden actually put her in charge of was a diplomatic effort related to addressing the so-called root causes of migration from three particular Central American countries, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Now, that is a, you could say, border-related assignment. It is not being in charge of the border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been the official in charge of the border. Now, it is true some media outlets, when Biden gave Harris this assignment in early 2021, incorrectly described her as having been assigned the job of border czar. But CNN and others have consistently reported she rejected that title. She made clear, and her office made clear, that the assignment was more limited. And that's been the case for almost 4 years now.
I also want to play what Donald Trump said at the rally about inflation. Listen.
You know, we had the best economy, but we had no inflation. Kamala Harris has shattered our middle class. She cast the deciding votes that launched the worst inflation in the history of our country.
How people feel about inflation and affordability is a huge part of this election and how people are voting. What are the facts on this?
This is a classic Trump case where he could just tell the truth and it would be good for him politically, but instead he offers these wild exaggerations. So it is not true that there was no inflation during the Trump presidency. In fact, cumulative total price increases were just shy of 8%, 7.8% over Trump's 4 years. And that includes an abnormally low inflation period when the economy was abnormally slow during the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. It's also not true that we've had the worst inflation the U.S. has ever had under President Biden and Vice President Harris. Trump could correctly say there was about a 40-year high in June 2022 when the rate increased to 9.1%. But first of all, it's since come way down. It's now 2.4%. Second of all, 9.1 is not even close to the all-time record. We had 23.7% in 1920. Even if you don't want to go that far back, it reached almost 15% in the early 1980s. And so we do not have now and have not had under Biden and Harris record all-time U.S. inflation.
That's right. So inflation was actually rather high during the Trump administration. It only averaged lower only because of the COVID pandemic.
The pandemic, right.
When the economy stopped completely.
Right.
And now everything that they're running on, and I've been seeing this a long time, has reversed itself. Even though public opinion has not reversed itself, we're hoping that somewhere along the way they would notice that it has reversed. The situation has, again, taken a dramatic turn. Gas prices, which aren't controlled by presidents, by the way,
right,
is a metric that's in your face. Consumers believe that, oh, those gas prices, well, it's down. It's down a lot. And the real-time barometer for the cost of living is falling fast, just as millions of Americans head out to the polls. They're under the impression that inflation still exists. Here in Madison, I'm buying gas at Costco. for about $2.79 a gallon. That's pretty low.
It's right on. Yeah, it's right around there.
So if you want to shop around, you can get gas at a very low price. All right. But consumers are still hurting. Right. And we know that. And I don't know why we have to always, you know, kind of bring that up every time we talk about how great the economy is. I know everybody feels hurt, but it's always like this. Prices are always going to go up, and they're always going to go up around Christmas time. That's the story, except for, you know, Black Fridays and the special deals that they supposedly have. It says your gas prices could be poised to fall even further in the coming days because the oil market is melting down again. U.S. crude plunged 6% this last Monday. And gasoline spending is projected to represent just 2% of real disposable income per capita in October, according to Clearview Energy Partners. And that would be the second lowest October before a presidential election on record going back to 1980, and we're still complaining about the economy and gas prices. Please, please.
Okay, settle down. Relax, man. You know, you're all uptight about
it. I know. When I start sweating profusely, then I there's
a problem. I start worrying about you.
Yes, I know. Thanks. Thanks for that.
But thanks, you know, thanks for reminding us gas prices are really pretty reasonable right now.
Yeah,
you know, and it's gonna be okay.
It's always better here than it is in like California somewhere.
Oh man, yeah, they pay outrageous prices.
Oh, they do. Yeah. They do. Yeah. All right, I want to get to something that I think is kind of fun, actually. You know,
really,
have fun, really.
Well, I know it's a dramatic change from where we were just at, but they're visiting barbershops now instead of diners, right?
Who is? The politicians?
Yeah, no, everybody. Okay. You know, the CNN, MSNBC, they're going to the barbershops. They want to find out what's going on there. They were talking about a female president, and here's a response from a guy. This is 266. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to this.
One topic of conversation has been the idea that some men don't want to vote for a woman president. Do you think that's a factor?
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. What do they say?
Women are too emotional to run the country.
What do you think of that?
What do I think of that? I'm married. You think I'm about to answer that?
Well, what do you say to them?
What do I say to them?
Yeah, when they say that.
I tell them the same thing I told you. I'm married. So, and my wife run my household. So... You know what?
Yeah.
Go run if they run a household like that, they could. I believe they can do it. I just thought about it. I believe a woman could run the presidency. I believe that.
There you go. Okay. Instantly changed his mind.
Yeah, I bet you he gave a different answer now that he was talking to a woman instead of his barbershop pals.
Possibly. Mm. Okay, now there's another question. Are women too emotional to be presidents? 267, listen.
I've never seen a president tweet so much out of emotions. So to say a female cannot run the country because of emotions, and then the person she's running against stay on Twitter all day reacting because of emotions, doesn't make sense. There are some men that are very much emotional. Their emotions might come out in different ways, anger, rage, but it's still an emotion. If y'all say a woman can't run the country because she's emotional, well, then he can't run the country because he's emotional. And that's all we got. It ain't like we got 10 candidates to pick. We got one and two. So it's you want the emotional female, so to speak, when I say, and I'm quoting it, emotional female since women are emotional, or do you want the emotional male?
There you go. You know, we're going to have to go to the barbershops a little bit more.
I think
commentary, because they really know how to nail it.
That's where, the discussion's taking place.
That is fantastic. Two great observations, right?
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Right in the barbershop.
Yep. That's it.
And I should have more of a discussion, I suppose, with my hairstylist next time I come in. Probably knows more than I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, they hear it all, you know?
They do.
People do seem to open up when they're in the barber chair.
They do.
Right?
With the right questions, you know?
Well, yeah.
My mega friend in Milwaukee, he's a hairstylist.
Oh, is he?
You'd think he'd know a little bit more. I think that's why I'm a little surprised at him becoming a cult member, is that he used to have an open mind and talk to his customers and be friendly, and now he's just crazy.
We're back with more of John and Gordy on a Friday morning after this.
Of
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger, or just, you know, sleep till you wake up on a Verlo mattress. A handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
Maybe we should get a Verlo mattress for here in the studio. Oh, when you came in this morning, I was passed out on the couch.
Yeah,
well, you know, you're a party guy, and I understand that. Halloween, you had your Scooby-Doo outfit on.
I don't know if I'd call myself a party guy, but I got invited to a Halloween party last night, and wow. Was out a little late, so.
Well, you could have cuddled with one of the street people and.
It was cold out there.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Hey, we've got some tickets to give away. Yeah. There's a big show coming to the Overture on Wednesday, November 6th. It's Straight No Chaser. This is kind of a, I don't know, how would you describe this, Sam? It's 8 or 9 guys. They're dressed up in tuxedos. Yeah. They're all, it's flashy.
You take a cappella and you make it comedy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun show.
And women love this show.
Women do love this show. But, you know, guys love it too.
They do?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you should go and find out.
Yeah.
Give us a report.
These guys are naked, right?
No, they're not naked. It's not that kind of
show. What are you talking about?
The formal collar on.
No, it's not like that cuffs. At all. Will you stop? What is the matter with you? Straight No Chaser, Wednesday, November 6th. At the Overture at 7 p.m. If you would like to go, you can text us right now. Our text line is 608-879-8255, or just use the Civic Media app. You can text right in. Let's use the keyword chaser, okay? Chaser is the keyword. If you would like to go to Straight No Chaser, Wednesday, November 6th, 7 p.m. at the Overture, right across the street from the station.
All right. That sounds great. Okay. Fantastic.
Hey, chaser is the keyword.
Chaser?
Yeah.
Is the keyword.
Okay.
All right. Are we straight on that?
Straight, no chaser. You got it.
Okay. All right. This is a big story yesterday. I can't believe this is happening.
What happened?
It's more phony outrage. Why would a wife keep her voting choice a secret? Toxic masculinity? Perhaps. Look, Jesse Waters on Fox News melted down just a little bit. So let's get to cut 279 and get his amazing reaction. I wonder what his wife thought when she heard this and when he got home. Let's check this out.
And if I found out Emma was going into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Harris, that's the same thing as having an affair. That to me.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let him finish. Jesse.
That violates the sanctity of our marriage.
Preach on. Yes.
What else is she keeping from me?
Exactly.
What else has she been lying about?
Why would she lie to you?
Have you threatened
her? Why would she lie to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they want me to tease.
Why would she do that and then vote Harris? Why would she say she was voting Trump?
Not the problem.
And then voting Harris. And I caught her. So and then she said, I lied to you for the last 4 years.
So you admit you intimidate.
It's over, Emma. That would be D-Day.
There you go. He's a real macho guy.
Toxic
masculinity is the word.
Do you have the second layer to this story with Jesse Waters?
Why? What are you talking about?
Jesse Waters cheated on his first wife.
Oh, is that so?
There it is.
So he has been involved in an affair before, and here he is. We're saying about all these consequences that would happen if his wife simply voted for Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy stuff. Wow. It really is. But he wasn't the only one who melted down. Charlie Kirk did as well.
What?
Here, let's just play this cut. I was going
to
describe it.
And she needs people to basically lie to their husbands, which they are promoting, by the way, which I find that entire advertising campaign so repulsive. It is so disastrous. It is just like it is the embodiment of the downfall of the American family. I think it's so gross. I think it's so just nauseating where this wife is wearing the American hat. She's coming in with her sweet husband who probably works his tail off to make sure that she can go, you know, and have a nice life and provide for the family. And then she lies to him saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands. And do so in a way that it's not detectable in the polling.
Wow. So voting the way you want to is undermining your partner in some way, shape, or form. Wow. He works his tail off to make sure that she can have a nice life, and this is how she returns the favor?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Doesn't he understand what marriage is all about?
Yes. Should vote just like your husband votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of dealing with the opposite of that right now.
Oh, you are.
My dad refuses to talk to my mom about who he's going to vote for.
Oh.
And that concerns all of us, obviously.
Yes.
And part of me is, like, very thankful that we have a secret ballot system here in the country.
Yeah.
But also, my mom has tasked me with being the one to talk to him and convince him who he should be voting for in this election.
Well, I think you'd be a great person to do that.
Well, thank you. I'm not looking forward to that conversation.
No. Really? Don't you have a brother? You have other siblings?
I have a younger brother, yeah. Okay. I don't know if...
Can he go with you or talk to dad?
No one listens to a younger brother.
We're going
to
gang up on him.
There you go. Intervention.
Looks like Catherine is intervening.
Did she ever? Yeah. You want to respond to that?
Peterson down deep, you're a dirty old man. Look, I mentioned that maybe the show here... at the Overture Center is nude. And I was only kidding because this is that time of the year. It's everybody knows about deer hunters' wives parties, right?
Well, sure.
Where they used to go out and look at these nude men. Musical
this
things.
This is news to me.
You would never
deer
heard of that?
Wives?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They have a lot of shows like that.
Yeah.
Up in the Dells especially, too.
So, yeah. So I'm just saying, it's a Wisconsin tradition here.
Okay. We'll be back with more of the John and Gordy Show. Rocker will be in the studio in our next hour right here at 92.7 WMDX.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.